Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
If someone is addicted to porn, are they going to go to hell?
You can have different addictions and still be saved, but you will lose rewards. You might be taken out by God early. Just because someone's addicted to it doesn't mean they're not saved. You could have someone who is a drug addict who's addicted to something and then get saved, and he's still addicted. And he's got to deal with the consequences. I wouldn't say, no, you can be a Christian. It's okay to be addicted. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, technically speaking, just because of that doesn't mean you're not a Christian. But it does mean that if a Christian is addicted, that he or she will be struggling against it and doing what he or she can do to resist it. And gradually, God's grace will work through, and that person will manifest that salvation that's in that person.
Number 5.
I know I've heard you talk about somebody not being able to be indwelt by demons or spirits,
right?
Anything like that.
Christians,
but if you're saved, can Satan or demons whisper into your ear and influence your actions, or
I don't know,
try to guide you off the right path? Is that possible?
Well, the Bible doesn't say so, but it doesn't say yes or no. And I'm going to suspect that, yeah, it can happen. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't need any demonic forces whispering in my ear to do or think anything bad. I got plenty of that on my own.
Number 4.
Let's talk about this because it's important. Because a lot of times after people have been in a mind-controlled cult like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, that after they leave, sometimes there's an enthusiasm, but then the remnants of their ancient traditions and training still echo in their minds and hearts, and they get a little bit confused, and they don't have people to really talk to about them without being corrected all the time. They just want to voice a lot of stuff. So what I'd recommend you do is sit there with them and just have him voice as much stuff as he can, and don't give an answer to everything unless he asks you. And just let him get it off his chest, because sometimes you need to talk till you know what it is you need to say.
Number 3.
I was listening to a guy on like a Christian interview show, and they were talking about dreams and visions. The guy said that because all the dreams in the Bible recorded are from God, therefore all dreams are from God, including
not
nightmares.
True. That's a false conclusion, because the statement all the ones recorded are said to be from God. It doesn't mean that all are said to be from God. You know, what if you're in a drug-induced bad trip and you have a dream? Is that from God?
Well, right. I had a really bad nightmare one time. I wasn't doing drugs or anything, but I didn't think it was from God. So he had a false conclusion. I can say it that way.
Yes, it's a false conclusion. It's not a logically necessary conclusion. Just because, if it's the case, I don't know if it's the case, but all dreams recorded in the Bible are from God, it doesn't mean that all dreams anybody has are from God.
Number 2.
What is the definition of sin?
Well,
and I wanted to make it big enough because it's what Christ died for us.
Well,
so
I can tell you what the Bible says.
Inclusive.
I can tell what the Bible says.
Okay.
Sin is lawlessness. That's 1 John 3:4. God is holy, 1 Peter 1:16. Be holy for I am holy.
Right.
The law is a reflection of the character of God. Now, Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Matthew 12:34. So since God spoke, and he spoke the law, don't lie, don't steal, etc., those are things that reflect his character. The law, don't lie, don't steal. So the reason it's wrong to lie, for example, is because God cannot lie, Titus 1:2. So sin is breaking the law of God. The law reflects the character of God. It's the codification of his character in words. So sin is breaking the law of God, which ultimately is offending the character of God.
Matt, I think I knew what this guy meant, the one you hung up on. You could have talked to him till hell froze over, and you wasn't going to get to him because he's caught up in religion. Now, the people that know me, I'm a Christian, born again. But when I say things like, I hate religion, religion's a joke. Man, they climb all over me. When you talk about religion and then talk about Christ, what did Christ say to the priest? Who are religious? Y'all are dogs, you're snakes, and your prayers ain't gonna know how to instill it. So no. I think he meant. And I probably be wrong. When you said being justified by faith alone, are you still justified when you have faith? Now that sort of screwed me up a little bit.
We're saved from the righteous judgment of God by faith in Christ. That's it. Not by faith and a ceremony.
Okay.
That's what the scriptures teach. This guy wasn't able to deal with the difficult question, which I ask him, and I ask all the rest of them the same question. It's very simple, very straightforward.
And what's the answer?
Well, the answer to the question is, you know, are we justified by faith? Yes. Are we justified by faith when we have faith? Yes.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.